teaching milestones to achieve. Everyone who finishes the journey will receive 1,000 Schnucks Rewards points. 10 winners who complete the journey will win 50,000 Schnucks Rewards points. Just text the word STEPS, S-T-E-P-S, STEPS, to the following five-digit number, 27126. That's 27126 to take your first step on your fitness journey with Schnucks. From the 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three, the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular schedule of roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Thanks to my DrinkWorks cocktail machine, a fantastic ice-cold beverage is always a minute away. I just pop in my favorite pod, usually the crisp old-fashioned, and I'm enjoying a premium cocktail at just the push of a button. No more spending $20 on a cocktail. DrinkWorks is just as good. The proof is in the glass. With March Madness around the corner, now is the perfect time to bring the bar home. Works like a fancy automatic espresso machine. Press a button, and the machine does the rest. Only it's premium cocktails, not coffee. It looks great, too. Right now, DrinkWorks has lowered the price by $100, but it's for a limited time only. You'll get a great deal on the drink maker, plus they are throwing in free shipping. All that, plus DrinkWorks will give you 3 months to try it out, and if you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund. No questions asked. The only way to get this amazing drink maker with free shipping and 90-day guarantee, go to DrinkWorks.com. That's DrinkWorks.com. No need to use a code. The best deal is already included. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's DrinkWorks.com. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
You know you're doing something right when you're a locally owned St. Louis family restaurant open for 25 years. Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, serving only USDA prime beef. And as for the seafood, Surf and Sirloin has always acquired its fish whole so the product can be inspected on site to ensure quality and integrity. When you want high-end steak and seafood options, white tablecloth dining, go to where St. Louisans have gone for over a quarter century. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or at surfandsirloin.com.
This is Mariah from Newsetter's Fine Jewelry, where we offer a choice in diamonds. Mine are lab-grown. We are a leader in offering lab-grown diamonds, which can run 30 to 40% less than mine diamonds. Let us educate you on your options at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
Want to win tickets to see your champion St. Louis Blues defend their title? Join the party during Ticket Tuesday at the 10 St. Louis area Hotshots Sports Bar and Grill locations this season and take your shot at a chance to win. Score the hottest tickets during every Tuesday Blues game this year at Hotshots during Ticket Tuesday while you enjoy great specials and the best blues environment in town. Find a Hotshots location near you at HotshotsNet.com. Hotshots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home of Blues fans since 1990.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. During winter months, furnace heat can cause your home to be drier than the Sahara Desert. Low humidity can cause painful dry skin, itchy eyes, and sore throats. And dry air can warp and crack the woodwork and hardwood floors in your home and give you those annoying static shocks. I had Design Air install a humidifier in my home this winter and already noticed an improvement. Contact Design Air, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home.
Very difficult not to talk politics today, but we've avoided it, and we will continue to avoid it. We'll let Kate do the talking by doing the singing. The late, great Kate Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, it is officially showtime.
partners and him.
There's no fun left on Bama. Bama. And we're full of chips. And we think you'll get lots of
pigs in space.
Well, good afternoon, Dan. Take a look at your screen. I need you to respond to a question that nobody, this is information somebody should have given me, but nobody did. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the February 6th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And the, I love saying this, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, 19 years he was a resident of Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. My goodness. Treble Limestone Limey, Phillip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Now, there's no real order to this. I could go behind the glass, but I tend to go counterclockwise in order of seating. So let's just say that even though I know he said he might, well, he probably won't be with us next week. We'll find out later where he's headed and why and if it's really necessary. But all that matters is, he's here today. He didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or...
almost 50.
No, he's not.
Well, not quite. He just by a day is 40. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Oh. And behind the glass, no longer quarantined because no longer sick, and I'm sure he's thrilled to death about feeling better. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. You can open your kids a youth account.
You know, somebody said to me the other day, they said, I bet they got like 20, 25 locations.
Oh, no. Over
what?
40. Well,
what?
Over 40 locations, yeah, in Missouri and Illinois. So,
wow.
Two states worth. And you can open your kids a youth account where they can get money or movie tickets for A's on their report card. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I see that Scott is sticking around, and that means
great.
Only one thing. We must be doing trivia, so I'm not even going to introduce him because he can sort of tell by the way he's being shunned that nobody is thrilled that he's here to win another trivia competition.
Maybe there was that one time. They respect you.
Well, maybe. There was that one time, though, that you didn't win.
No, there were several times. Limey,
yeah, Tim. I beat him once.
Wasn't here that day.
Nah, not nearly enough. I don't think it's several. One or two, maybe. But we'll see how it goes today. Depends on the subject matter, I guess. Well, former night cook at Denny's, former door-to-door knife salesman, former beer vendor at Busch Stadium, former roller rink DJ. But enough about former. What about present? What about today? He's head of research for this, the large morning show in the afternoon. He's in charge of setting and resetting our digital clock. And the reason that's important, folks, for those of you who weren't listening when we first came here, it was interesting. It seemed that no one could figure out how to... We had the clock, and it was plugged in and mounted, and nobody knew how to make it work. And then along came this guy. Let me just check and see if he's still doing his job. I see that it's 519, 26, 27, 28, 29. 519, 30. That's exactly right, because that is the time I see on the U.S. Naval Observatory clock. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book, Bad Mood, Good Mood, oh, and one other thing. Yes, the theme music is from the Rockford Files. Jim Rockford, played by the late James Garner, was a private investigator. So is this guy. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And with regard to Scott Sherman, I say don't hate the player, hate the game. Having said that, I encourage you to consider, while I'm reading this endorsement, a following rule change. Scott Sherman gets a 0.75 for every question he gets right, where the rest of us get a 1.
No, we
just think about it.
No, we're never going to become smarter that way.
No, because he would gloat even more if he were to win with that obstacle. I think he would actually.
But here's the other side of that. We would look even stupider if he still won with that obstacle.
Which makes the game more exciting. Just a thought.
I've already thought about it. No. Well, we'll take our licks, and maybe it'll force us to become more knowledgeable.
Right.
Say hello to your sponsor.
Hello and thank you to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, where they would love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on that lot or at the brand-new Johnny Landoff Autoplex lot in St. Peter's on Veterans Memorial Parkway. At either place, they can get you financed. When your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Landoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM when you find new roads at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
There you go. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Jim.
And Rat Boy, last night on Schitt's Creek, we watched, we're in the second season now, and there was an episode where the mom, played by Catherine O'Hara, and her son are trying to make, I think it was like enchiladas or something, and the recipe called for folding in the
cheese.
That's right, fold in the cheese. And they couldn't figure out what that meant. And eventually, I guess they got it figured out because later it showed them eating and enjoying the creamy enchiladas. Schitt's Creek, not going to keep talking about it, but thank you to all the people, and I cannot believe it, who have emailed and said, oh my goodness, I hate you, because now we cannot stop watching this this show, because they, like me and like my wife, have now stumbled on this thing, even though it's six seasons old, that I can't believe I didn't find it earlier. It's absolutely hilarious. And please, please, folks, I know you mean well, and you email me, I just caught the end of it. What was that show you're talking about? Don't email me. I'll say it one more time. Schitt's Creek, S-C-H-I-T-T-S, Creek, Netflix, originally aired on a channel called Pop Something. I don't even know what that is, but then Netflix has picked it up so you could catch it there. Let's give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're brought to you by Window World. I know Dan and John Landoff and Tim and everybody who's a hardcore hockey fan hopes that we will again be able to say Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. But it, to my way of thinking, I can keep saying it forever because they are Stanley Cup champions.
Yep.
They might or might not be in the next year, but once you are, it's sort of like somebody says, hey, were you a World Series or were you a Super Bowl champion? Yeah, I was. I played 10 years ago. Well, you're still a Super Bowl champion. Well, I think I can always say it.
The way that sportscasters handle that is for the entire next year afterward, they just call them the defending Stanley Cup champions. And then once the next Stanley Cup comes around, they don't say it anymore unless they win it again.
You know what I might say, though? I might just put the word former in there. Former Stanley Cup champ, because that implies at least that they made it. They finally got it. I'll figure it out then.
Oh,
maybe
I don't have to say
to. Maybe they'll win it again
because they are.
No, I'm talking about down the road, Dan. I'm not talking about right now. I'm talking about after the next championship. If they don't win, then I'll just keep saying I'll just say former. I'll keep throwing it in there because I think it sounds good. For now, I can say Window World is the preferred window of the current Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, the official window of the current Super Bowl and fresh off the field Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Window World is also a lot of other things. They don't just partner with, you know, successful teams. They partner with successful people. They partner with installers who know what they're doing and are part of the Window World team. I don't know if a proper term would be partnering with you as a customer. You're not really a partner. Partners, you're the customer, they're the supplier, and window world is the window. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a relationship that you're glad you established, and you're listening right now, and maybe you're never going to need window world. Maybe you move every 3 or 4 years, you build a new house, you get out of it, you get another house. Some of you may never need window world. I think most people at some point, if you build a home and stay in it long enough, or you buy a home that wasn't brand new, at some point, you're going to be the one that has to make the decision to replace the windows. Now, you can overpay. That's actually easy. There are lots of windows on the market that cost a tremendous amount of money. How they justify that, I'm not sure. But there's obviously, from sales, only one window that the great majority of people in this country seem to think is the best value, and that's Window World. It's priced right. It's backed right. It's installed right. It's Window World. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Oh, boy.
It's time to test your trivia skills. Put your brains together. And now, your host, Bill Cleveland.
Dan, I'm going to request that you redo that because you sound like you're having a bowel movement.
Okay, I was.
It's time to put. You have a tremendous voice. You don't have to push it like that.
Okay.
You can just do it in your naturally melodious.
Maybe you didn't want to show off.
Yeah, right.
Well, but now that's a good point. But it does sound like he's pinching a loaf.
Well, there's good acoustics in the bathroom. Maybe that's why he recorded it.
That could be it too. So, Bill, how are you?
I am good. So we're going to start with a tiebreaker question today.
We're going to start with a
tiebreaker? Yes, because when I do trivia nights, this is always the first thing we do, and we've never done that on the show. So then at the end, there's no, oh, we're tiebreaker. No, everybody knows who the winner
is. Can we start by just announcing the winner? Go ahead, Scott Sherman.
Scott Sherman, winning by 5.
And I'm only going to do this because I found this today, and I thought it was very interesting. And so we'll just go around the room, and you will give me a number, and the way we will do it is the person that comes closest without going over. Okay? So that's a number.
Right.
How many Earths, planet Earths, could fit inside the Sun?
Sun?
Yeah.
I hate these.
Ooh. All right.
All right. Go ahead. Trevor?
I'll say 300.
Man. Okay. 300. Because I know how many will fit in Uranus, but.
How many?
63.
Dan, what's your guess?
Yeah, let's
my
go.
Guess for, I would say 150.
Okay. Tim?
I'll say 100.
Limey, what was your guess? 300?
300.
I'll go 400, I guess.
Okay. Scott, what do you think?
1,000.
1,000. Okay, so I have the answers here, and I will reveal them at the end of our segment.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Oh, okay. I see what
you did.
That's
a nice little tease. Yeah,
that's how we do it. That's how you do it. Okay. So I have a variety of questions today. Some of them have to do with daytime television, games, and just some odds and ends random. So I'll try to mix them up as we go along here. All right, here we go. Question number 1.
Now, let's establish the rules again. Make sure if you blurt out your name before the end of the question and you're wrong, you have to sit out the next question.
Okay. Here we go. Question number 1. Paula Abdul was a cheerleader for what team?
Scott.
Dan. Oh, man, that all happened.
Scott was first.
Los Angeles Lakers.
Los Angeles Lakers.
Phil's been a term there.
Man, that was
gonna
tough.
Say my
that
name.
Was so tough.
You almost interrupted, Dan.
I was, because I knew it was the Lakers.
Are you keeping score, Frank, by the way?
Yeah, it's 1-0.
Yeah, I know
nothing
the score
to nothing
is,
to
I
nothing.
To make sure. Yeah. Okay. Next game. Question. This board game hit the market in 1949.
Tim.
Yes, Tim?
Monopoly.
Incorrect.
Idiot.
Oh, what? Wrong one. There we go.
Hit the market in 1949 and was turned into a movie in 1985 starring Tim McCurry. Yes?
Oh, Clue.
That is correct.
Oh. Many Christmas.
Almost busted. That's almost not fair, because I was going to get that right.
And the current score is 1-1 to nothing to nothing to nothing.
Holy cow. All right. This daytime TV star once wrote a book called Don't Pee on My Leg and Tell Me It's Raining.
And he's what, a daytime TV star?
This daytime TV star wrote a book called Don't Pee on My Leg and Tell Me It's Raining.
Dan. Frank.
I think Frank got in on that. Yes.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm hearing, having hearing problems today. Go ahead,
Now, when you say daytime TV star, we're going to assume that he's currently a daytime TV star.
Is it a he or she?
That
he didn't say.
I'm not
he
giving these clues. I just
well, now, am I fair in saying you didn't say former? You said daytime TV
they
star.
They are currently a TV star.
Al Roker.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
Dan. Yes?
Phil Donahue.
He is not a
current. He's not a current
TV
daytime
TV current.
Star.
Oh, you said current.
Sorry, there goes your
answer. You start listening?
Anybody else?
Limey?
Yes.
Reba McEntire?
Reba McEntire?
My goodness.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
You're not allowed to answer because you interrupted him the last thing.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so nobody got it.
Snap.
The answer is Judge Judy.
No.
Judge Judy.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I
like that.
I don't even think about her as a...
She's a huge, highest paid
TV. When you said daytime TV star, I was thinking somebody was doing soap operas and stuff like that.
Doesn't matter. She's a huge TV.
She is a star. Okay, next question. If it is 7:30 in New Mexico, what time is it in Texas?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
8:30.
8:30 is correct.
Current score?
I'm not doing a good job of officiating
here today. 2-1 to nothing to nothing to nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Next question.
You shouldn't talk over the scores, by the way. 2-1 to nothing to nothing to nothing.
Okay. Connect 4 is a game produced by what company?
Scott.
Yes.
Hasbro.
Incorrect.
Limey.
Limey. Idiot.
Play School?
Incorrect.
Dan.
Idiot.
Yes, Dan.
Milton Bradley.
That is correct.
Milton Bradley. Milton Bradley.
Well, because eventually you run out of toy manufacturers.
I didn't know.
2-2 to nothing. Limey,
sorry.
I'm giving the score. 2-2 to nothing to nothing to nothing. The audience likes to know the current score. Just like in a baseball game.
No, I didn't even know what name he said.
Scolded. All right. What sport?